neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
After Parashat Bo, we see that there's a term that is used, that Ribono Shel Olam expresses himself by Lehitalel B'Misraim. He says, Hitalalti b'Misraim. So what is Hitalalti? Rashi HaKadosh says, Sahakti. Now from here you find out that Ribono Shel Olam has a sense of humor. You know? Yeah? So now other Farshim wonder, what does it mean that Ribono Shel Olam has a sense of humor? So now we go back to the last week parasha. We see that the status of Misraim as far as the harvest, it's a very surprising thing. Because we learned in the end of Parashat Vayera that when the hail came, the barat, when the water and the fire, they got mixed and they destroyed everything. It says the flax and barley, they were destroyed. Pishta and Seora was destroyed. And then it says the wheat and spelt, that is chitan kusemet, they stayed untouched. So what is it to us? What do we care? That the flax and, what was it? Flax, barley, and barley. They were destroyed. And the wheat and the spelt, they were not destroyed. Remember this part? Yes? But you didn't wonder how come we should know this?
There's so many other questions.
For Pesach, they needed for Pesach.
I'm sorry?
They needed for the matzah, the wheat, the chita.
The misrim?
No, but they...
I'm sorry?
They grow leather.
Ah, so he says, right, because the flax and the barley, they were give all. That means they've already grown. But the wheat and the spelt, they were later. Afila means?
They were late ripening.
Afila?
Afila, yeah. Afiloten, right? So what is it to us? What do we care? Why should we know this?
You understand? Yes? So Ribono Shel Olam here, he says, see, I played around with them, kevyachol, sihakti, I joked around with them. What does it mean? So now here is a very unbelievable, powerful message, and it is, here we see the type that they were hard, so they were destroyed. The one that they were soft, right, they stayed alive. They were not touched. So what does it mean? First of all, here Paro thinks, oh, see, Hashem was not able to destroy everything. See, some he was able to destroy, some he wasn't. So that's how Hashem tricked them, right? Because actually, the part that was the state, Hashem left it for the grasshopper. Because when the grasshopper, they're going to come, they need food, right? So he left some for later when the grasshopper comes. So here, first of all, you should not forget that Ribono Shel Olam exactly knows who needs what, when you need it, how much you should give you. But here, the other powerful message here is that Ribono Shel Olam was telling Paro, if you will learn from the pishtan seora, that is the flax and the barley, that they were so hard, standing up, and I destroyed them. And the one that was wheat and spelt, because they were soft, I left them untouched. If you will learn from what I did, that the one that is soft and they bend, they won't be destroyed. But those that they are seen as separate, and they think, I know what I'm doing, then they give you trouble. And that's what exactly the Torah is telling us, that how Gaba, Chassid Shalom, is going to be destructive. People that they think, I know what to do, I know what it's all about,
I have enough chokhmah, and I can handle things. I'm independent. There's a big trouble. And that's what exactly Rosh Olam wanted to give him a sample. But unfortunately, he didn't get it. And that's what exactly the sichakti, that the sense of humor is all about. And unfortunately, many times, you feel the same way. You feel, you know, I know better. I know how to handle things. And unfortunately, I never give myself a right and a chance to come and ask. You know, sometimes people, they drive with their wife, actually, and they're going to Simcha, the wedding. So he drives and drives, he cannot find the address. So the wife says, ask somebody, stop, ask somebody. He said, no, I know, don't worry, I know, I know. So he drives and drives, without the shame, he will arrive at the bar mitzvah after the Chatam Vekalla, the kids.
So I know, I know, I know, I know, I know, I know.
You don't know. But to ask is such an embarrassing thing sometimes. Say, no, why should I ask? They think I don't know. And that's how it is. People, they go through their life without not asking. And then unfortunately, they run into a big, big, big issue. And their head bangs on the wall. And then all of a sudden, they wake up. And that's what exactly we see with Paro. And Ribono Shel Olam brings him so many signs, so many signs, so many signs. But still, he's not bending. And that's what the story of every one of us is. Hashem is like, you know, the Bezat Hashem to stop and ask.
Koilani shomote, halel kohalelu ko, koilani shomone shomosheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.